From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic missile tests today, purportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message saying Israel should be wiped from the pages of history. The official, semi-official Fars News Agency says it showed pictures of the Qadar H missiles being fired. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands with Israel in defense of its borders and skies.
We condemn all threats to Israel, and we'll stand with Israel to help it defend itself against all kinds of threats.
According to one of the leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Israel is the reason their missiles are designed to have such range. The visit of U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to Israel and the Palestinian territories is being overshadowed by violence. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Vice President Joe Biden criticized the Palestinian Authority for remaining silent after a Palestinian went on a stabbing rampage Tuesday near Tel Aviv. An American tourist was killed and 10 other people were wounded.
The United States of America condemns these acts and condemns the failure to condemn these acts.
The ruling Palestinian Fatah Party praised the attack, part of a wave of almost daily Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
An Islamic State operative suspected of being the head of the militant group's chemical weapon program is in custody, captured by U.S. Special Forces in Iraq last week, even as new gas attacks by the terror group were reported today. The suspect was reported detained last week, but the link to chemical weapons was not disclosed until now by defense officials. This is VOA News. In the second U.S. attack on al-Shabaab in 5 days, U.S. and Somali forces have attacked a militant base west of Mogadishu. A U.S. official confirms the raid was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation. This is a Somali official who says the helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers outside the town of Ad Hejo just after midnight. The official told VOA the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Al-Shabaab said one of its fighters was killed in the raid while others forced the troops to retreat. On Saturday, U.S. aircraft fired missiles at an al-Shabaab training camp north of Mogadishu, killing around 150 militants, according to the Pentagon. Al-Shabaab confirmed the aerial attack but said the death toll was exaggerated. United Nations Syrian envoy Staffan de Mistura says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria begin Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He made the comment from Geneva today as the second round of talks began, even without the key players who have not yet arrived. The UN attributes the delays to logistical arrangements when the talks are underway. According to de Mistura, the focus will be on new governance, constitution, and elections. In a statement to VOA, the main Syrian opposition group said it would be a no-show for discussions on Wednesday as they're still discussing whether they will attend. The Syrian government also indicated it will not join until later, an indication that the proximity talks may not be fully underway until at least March 14th. Thousands of migrants and other countries, migrants from Syria and other countries, are now stranded in Greece, blocked from their goal of reaching northern Europe after Macedonia closed its border Wednesday. Macedonian police closed the border one day after Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia declared their borders closed to almost all transiting migrants. The only exceptions are asylum seekers. These actions effectively close the so-called Balkan route that many migrants were taking to reach wealthier nations in Western Europe. Authorities say nearly 36,000 migrants and refugees are stranded in Greece, with more than 14,000 mainly Syrian and Iraqi nationals stuck in a muddy, sprawling camp near the border crossing into Macedonia. Members of France's Confederation of Labor marched through the streets of Paris today, demanding that French President François Hollande abandon plans to tamper with the country's 35-hour work week. Angry unions and youth groups were joining in a day of protests against the proposed changes. This is the Secretary General of the Workers' Force Union.
Donc, l'enjeu maintenant, on est rentré dans un
he
bras
says,
de fer.
We've entered into a fight with the government to demand that it withdraws its draft labor law. Several union and student groups are calling the protest today to try to kill the bill, which has divided even Hollande's Socialist Party. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.